Hello, friends of Cherokee County. This is Lynn Saunders, your host of Cherokee Conversations at 102.9 FM, mygraceradio.com. I always tell you that I've got the very best person on the air with me, and today is really no exception. I've got Lori Flink on the air with me, and she is the founder of the 911 Foundation for Cherokee County. And you think, oh, 911 emergency, okay, a foundation, question mark, question mark. Why is that important? Oh my goodness, it is incredible the work that Lori does. And so welcome, Lori. It's so nice to have you today, and thank you for sharing a little bit of time with us.
Thank you so much, Lynn, and My Grace Radio for having me. I'm excited to share about the Cherokee County 911 Foundation.
All right. Well,
Now,
start by telling us just a little bit about yourself, how you got involved with something like this, because a lot of people don't even know that it exists. It's a fairly new organization, which is another reason why I'm so excited to have you here. So just to bring public awareness of what is here.
wonderful. First of all, I'm a mom to Alexandria, who's almost 26, and Holden, who's 24.
Okay.
I'm married to David and grew up in Marietta and moved to Cherokee County in 2001.
Okay.
And I have been privileged enough to see a lot of changes in our community.
Yes, there have been.
So it's amazing what Cherokee County has grown into, really.
I've been here for 30 years. Well, this December it'll be 30 years. And I live in the Town Lake area. And within 2 months of me moving here, Town Lake Parkway had been a two-lane road, and all of a sudden they were stopping the traffic to blow up the rock and then sweep it off to turn it into a four-lane road. And it was like, oh, we thought we were moving to quiet little Cherokee County, and the growth and the excitement just keeps continuing. So go ahead.
It does. A little known fact about me is
Okay.
that I learned many of my leadership skills during high school band.
Okay.
So I love band and anything related. I also marched Spirit of Atlanta Drum Corps, where we traveled all over the United States performing.
Impressive.
It was amazing. I'm also a member of the Canton First Methodist Church,
Okay.
Rotary Club of Canton, which
Me
you're
too.
also a member,
Yes.
and the Canton Optimist Club.
Okay.
So,
And the chamber.
and the Chamber, of course. Yes,
Yes.
absolutely the Chamber. And
Yes.
I'm excited to serve on their board right now. So I can't say enough good things about the Chamber.
Let me just jump in for a quick minute. And I know you've got a lot of story to tell, so I'm not going to take a lot of time. But years ago, when Encompass was still Papa's Pantry, you were on my board of directors. And I remember you sitting there saying, Lynn, you have got to get out in the public more to be seen and have people know more about the organization. And I was like, Lori, I just don't have time. I'm so committed to this building. It was like, if I'm not here, it won't operate. And I was like, you are asking the impossible. But I took your advice and I joined. Well, I was already active in the chamber, but I was just paying a fee. And so I started to go. I don't even remember, maybe it was a breakfast or something. And I thought, okay. And there's people that I knew from other nonprofits. And of course, you were there. And it slowly became like, I'm going to do this every time. And I started to really reap the benefits. And then the next thing came along, and the next thing came along. And without your advice back then, I wouldn't know the people that I know now. I wouldn't have the connections that I have now. And not just connections for the sake of knowing people, but the relationships and how this is a wonderful community. Yes, it's a county, but it is a community within a community. And I owe that to you. So, so everything, getting out of your day-to-day box, if you think, and I'm talking now to the listeners, if you think that you just can't get out of your office space, get out. That's the indication that maybe you just are missing something vibrant in your life. So, all right, my soapbox is over. I just continue your legacy, Miss Lori. Please go ahead and keep telling your story about 911.
I love that, and I am so glad that you got out in the community and were able to, really see the benefits of going to different events and being a member of the chamber. It's an amazing family. It really is.
It is. That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. So, okay. So you learned your leadership skills and you did the marching stuff, the drum leader thing, drum. Okay. So, I know that you're a business owner here in the community, and that's kind of the into the chamber. Tell me a tiny bit about that.
Wonderful. I opened Allegro Business Products in 2010, where we help clients gain and retain clients, improve company culture through promotional products, custom decorated apparel, print media, and online stores. I love what I do. I just
And I've seen that
love
firsthand.
how
Yes.
I love how God uses me to help businesses grow.
Yeah.
And I've been doing this type of business for over 30 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
So
That is a
it
long
is.
time. So it must be a calling. So how did you get tied up and really involved with public safety?
So with Allegro, I know we were talking about the chamber. I was given the opportunity to be a part of Leadership Cherokee Class of 2017.
I was the class of 2023, and we both have to say it at the same time, the best class ever, because that's the culture
Ever,
of
ever.
leadership. There you go. Yes, 2023 was great.
So I met many people in that class that I never would have met that literally changed the trajectory of my personal and professional life. It's a great program, and I know you and I both highly recommend it to anyone who has the opportunity to do it. We had five public safety classmates in our class.
Okay,
And
I had several in mind.
right?
Three, four. Okay.
Yes, because it's such public safety in our community is such a great community, and getting exposed even more through Leadership Cherokee to public safety is it's amazing.
I it
It's
opened up
amazing.
my eyes. I mean, I got to go. I'm not supposed to talk about where we've been because it's a secret. But
Right.
you're right. The amazing pieces of the behind the scenes that you were given the opportunity to see firsthand and talk to those people of influence firsthand, you just can't help loving our community more on each and every one of those leadership outings and events. In fact, my class still gets together every month for a lunch so we can keep in touch. And yeah, so keep going.
We do that too. We just did a lunch earlier this month, actually.
Yeah,
So
we did too.
it's great.
Yeah.
It really is great. So doing this class, I was hooked on public safety and was literally called to find a way to get involved. Luckily, a classmate and chief at the time and the president Ben asked me to come in and run the Holly Springs Police Foundation.
Oh my goodness. I remember when I was with Encompass, or maybe it was still Papa's at the time, we helped with Christmas toys one year.
Absolutely, you
Yeah, I
did.
remember that. That's right.
Yes. And we were so grateful. So it was amazing. And during that time, I learned so much about public safety through the tragedies and the wins, and just fell in love. So, fast forward 5 years later, in 2024, I had to call 911. It was amazing. My dispatcher, Ashley, she kept me calm while my husband and my whole world was falling apart.
Oh no.
Thankfully, today his AFib is under control. But while Ashley, my dispatcher, and we do call her that, kept me calm, she was actually assessing the situation and telling me what to do while simultaneously dispatching to EMS. And within seconds, she was collecting information to relay to Station 8. They arrived with literally what felt like everyone in the station.
Yeah.
And they attended to him so quickly.
Oh my
Everyone
goodness.
did a great job.
Oh my goodness. How scary for you.
It was, but they kept me calm. Ashley kept me calm. And so my question is, how many of your listeners have had to call 911 for an emergency?
Oh, I'm sure almost everybody at some point. Yeah.
Right. So they know firsthand what I'm talking about
Right.
because their dispatcher did the same for them. But many times they don't think about 911 as being first responders. They're not the boots on the ground, but they're your first responder. Fire, EMS, law enforcement cannot get to you without your dispatcher.
That's right. That's right. And so the dispatchers, just to break away for a minute, when somebody calls 911, it's probably one of the worst days of their life, and they do depend on that person. But where do you dispatch to? What are all the different places do you dispatch to out of the 911 center here in Cherokee County?
So it's a lot, and a lot of people don't realize who all the partners are with the 911 center and who they dispatch for.
Okay.
So they dispatch for the Sheriff's Department,
Okay.
Cherokee County Fire and EMS,
Okay.
the cities of Ball Ground,
Okay, the cities too.
Canton,
The cities too. Okay.
Holly Springs and Woodstock,
Okay.
the Marshal's Office,
Really?
Animal Control.
Really?
Yes, so many. And they take calls to dispatch to Reinhardt College also.
No kidding, out in Waleska. Is that,
Yes.
yeah,
So currently they're working with Chief Cushing and the Cherokee County School Police to begin dispatching for the school district also.
Wow. I just imagined police and fire, and yeah, so that's a wide range for the animal control,
Yes,
because people don't know
because
who
the
else
animal control
call.
is under the marshal's office.
Okay. Yeah, that makes
So,
sense. That makes sense.
yeah.
All right. So, what kind of training goes into somebody with the nine who's a dispatcher? Do you do like extra training for them, or what is that protocol like?
So they do, it takes them about a year to go through training
Okay.
for a new 911 dispatcher.
Okay.
There's classroom work, there's on, being on calls and being monitored while they're, taking calls and dispatching. But it takes about a year.
Wow, that's it. Well, for the kind of calls they get, I mean, your husband was an AFib, and oh my gosh, you're going crazy and fearful, and they kept you calm, and you that does take some training. How about the mental health of our dispatchers? Because I can't imagine, like, hey, honey, I'm home after a great day. Because the whole day is hard. The whole shift is hard.
It is. It is. And they take over 120 calls approximately per dispatcher per day. So
Wow.
they take in an enormous amount of calls
Yeah.
every day.
Yeah. So
So
why the foundation? Why is the foundation important for our dispatchers and for our county?
it is extremely important. One of our mission is to advocate, advance, and support E911.
Okay.
And we do that through a variety of programs and initiatives. One that you mentioned, mental and physical health. They're taking all different kinds of calls. The mental aspect of this job is real. So some of the things that we do to support that program and initiative of mental and physical health is we support Ruby. And Ruby is E911's AKC certified canine good citizen.
You got a dog?
We have a dog. She's
Love that.
amazing.
I love that. Okay.
And
Oh, how therapeutic for the stressed out. Oh, that's a brilliant. Brilliant.
yes. And she lives at the center
Okay.
24/7. And if you visit the center, which we always invite the community to
Oh,
come
I'd love
to
to
the
come and
center,
see. Yeah.
you'll see Ruby's many dog beds lying all around the center. And
She's not spoiled,
she
is
can't,
she?
oh, she, that girl, I tell you. So she came from the animal shelter
Oh, across the street.
across the street, and
Okay.
she came for a visit.
Okay.
And she went to each dispatcher.
Mm.
So really, instead of 911 choosing her, she chose them.
That's God. You know what? Because there are some
It is.
dogs that might be so wigged out at a new environment and spooked at anything that was new and different. So she went to everyone. How about that? That is a God
Yeah.
thing. Yes.
It is.
That's
It
cool.
is. And she knows when a bad call comes in.
Does she go to that dispatcher?
She does.
No kidding.
She just helps ease that mental aspect that these dispatchers are going through.
Yeah, that's brilliant. So,
So,
yes. So you, the foundation, you've got several programs that you offer for your dispatchers, correct? Can you
we
tell us a
do.
little about a couple of those?
Absolutely. So, along with the mental and physical health, we focus on the physical side. We pay for them to do 5Ks, 10Ks, Tough Mudders.
Oh, yeah.
And we're working on funding under the desk cycles to go at each of the stations.
Oh my gosh.
It's
That's so,
great.
yeah, that's so smart. So that's an
And
initiative that
then,
you're working to fund now, correct?
yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And then education, training, and certification. We host 2 yearly education and training courses each year. Our first one was called Financial Success for Your Future.
Is this for the dispatchers?
It is.
Okay.
And anyone who works at 911.
Okay.
And we brought in partners and the community to teach about financial success. We're currently working on our second one to be held before the end of the year. Under education, training, and certification, we also just started the Blakey Education Grant. And this allows E911 employees to apply for assistance paying for their college courses.
Wow, that's great. Now, is this after Jason Blakey?
It is.
It
It is
is.
after named after Jason Blakey and his
Okay.
wife Jennifer.
Yes.
And
He's about an
Jason has
icon
been,
here in the county. Yes.
he is.
Yes. He's
He has been
remarkable.
an advocate for education in our
Yeah.
school system. And Jen, his wife, has worked for the school system for over 27 years.
I didn't know that. Good.
So we've already awarded 3 grants and we're working on our fourth. Another one that was really foundational in starting this foundation is the emergency fund.
Okay.
So we have an emergency fund for when an employee has an emergency and is in need. So, for example, we just had an employee who had a baby. She was born early. And because she was born early, she needs to stay in the NICU.
Okay.
Well, you can imagine the cost of gas to travel from Ball Ground to Atlanta. We
Yeah.
gave the family a gift card for gas to be able
Be able to do.
travel to see the new
Oh
little
my
one.
gosh. I One of my grandchildren was in NICU for 3 to 4 weeks. It's tough emotional time, and financially, I can see how just that simple gas card gift could take so much pressure off of just the superficial stuff. It's necessary, it's tangible, but the real thing is the baby. That's the real thing where the energy and the focus needs to go. A plus, Lori. That's awesome. Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I just really, really admire the work that you do. So you've got all these initiatives going. How are you funded?
So we are completely funded by the community, the foundation is. And that's how we're able to give back, supporting the core team, which is the community outreach group, recruitment and engagement, which is led by Jen Lisinek. She and her team go to all events and visiting businesses and schools, educating and engaging the community and telling them about 911. It's amazing. And our board members, we have some of the most amazing board members. One thing that our board members are so excited about is that we are the first 501c3 nonprofit foundation in the state of Georgia to solely focus on 911.
No way. What a
We
pioneer.
are.
Another
We are.
kudos. Congratulations. Wow.
So,
That's impressive. I didn't know that. I've looked at on your website actually and was trying to say, a little bit more about the foundation in my research. I saw your board members and I've actually interviewed a couple of them for the show for their other walks of life that they're in.
yes.
And you do have some powerful people on that board. And you know what it
I'm
takes.
very blessed.
Yeah, it takes a strong board and a committed board to really just hold the hands up of the founder or executive director. I don't know, what your role other than founder and chairman of the board is, but no, you've got and Jason Blakely is on that board as well. So that's awesome. Now you've got annual fundraisers, I'm sure. Tell
We
me about
do. We
some.
do. Our main fundraiser is our cornhole tournament and Autumn Fest. It's a great day for your family. We have a cornhole tournament. We have vendors, sponsors, a public safety touch a truck, and a kids area. So it is an amazing day. And we hope the community will come out and just have a fun day. Play some cornhole.
What time of year is that
Visit.
generally?
So it's normally in the fall with our Autumn Fest.
Okay. So people can get more information on your website.
More information on our website. And one of the things that I want to mention is the idea of the foundation wasn't mine.
Okay.
It was a Jen Lisinek and Alice Fennell, which Jen is a call taker and runs our core team, and Alice is the deputy director of administration.
Okay.
But Shane, I was meeting with Shane and he brought me in.
And
And
Shane is who?
Shane is the director of 911.
Okay. All right. So,
Amazing, amazing person.
okay.
And I was hooked. That was it.
Yeah.
And, having friends that are like family who are in public safety and hearing their good and bad stories. Public safety was just where I wanted to be, called to be.
It sounds like amazing work happens there every day, 24/7. It's not like a regular building or organization. You just close the door and lock it at 5 o'clock and reopen it at 8 or 9 Monday through Friday. This is 24/7. And that in itself is a lot of pressure. So Shane must be doing a great job to hold everything together. I've seen him speak once. And what a great leader. He's very inspiring, very uplifting, even in the midst of the environment that he works. So, Lori, we could keep talking because I know that there's so many more things to talk about, more initiatives, but we are really out of time. So before we close, I would love for you to give the listeners the website address so they can find out more and more about the cornhole event and to the phone number because people can just go and get a tour of the facility, correct? But they can't just walk in. They need to call. Is that right?
Yes,
Okay.
that is correct.
Okay. So
So our website is cc911foundation.org, and we love tours, we love groups. You can call the non-emergency number because 911 answers all
sure.
the 911 calls, the non-emergency numbers, and the alarms. So the number is 678.
Oh my gosh, the alarms. Oh my gosh, alarms. Oh, that
Right.
is a whole other huge thing. We'll have to talk about that.
It
678.
is 678-493-4080.
Perfect. Lori, amazing. My hat is off to you, the great board, the community, the partners, the donors. I know that it takes a lot to keep this going. And really, our 911 people do not get enough credit, probably for the work, blood, sweat, and tears, and the nervous breakdowns that may be going on in the background. But they're amazing people. And I thank you for your work and, just not from getting it started, but the vision that you have and who puts cycles under people's desks. It's a great stress reliever, but it's healthy. And, but a cost comes with that. And so there really is great opportunity for the community to buy in, to get plugged in. And I really thank you for what you're doing. And thank you too for your time today, Lori. It's been a great conversation, and thank you.
I appreciate you, Lynn, and thank you, My Grace Radio, for the opportunity to chat today.
It is our pleasure. God bless you.